how I always brought myself to a relationship representing what I was not. And then, of course, you know, there's this thing that I've heard, but I don't know what it means, which is like begets like. And so I always find a woman who's representing what she's not. And since what I want to represent is that I don't have these weaknesses, so I act like they're strengths. And when that person wants to represent is that they don't have weaknesses, so they act like they're strengths. And in reality, what I need is what I don't get, because I want to cover up what I need because I'm afraid it's going to make me look bad. And so when I cover up what I need because I'm afraid it's going to make me look bad, of course I bring someone in that's covering up what they need because they're afraid it's going to make them look bad. And then we get down the road and find out, who the hell are you? And of course it's, who are you? And you're not who I married, or you're not who I got together with, when it has nothing to do with that. And they say, well, you're not who I married, who I got together with. Yeah, I am. I haven't changed a whit. You know, I haven't changed anything. And the reality of it is that, you know, that what I learned about relationships is that the most important part for me in a relationship is that I have to recognize that I, as a human being, have massive failings. Otherwise, I wouldn't have ended up here. And that my fears are your weaknesses, and your weaknesses are my fears. And that's called a mismatch. And the reality of it is my fears need to be your strengths, and that your fears need to be my strengths. And that the reality of it is similarities. Like begets like. So I really think that it's so important to remember, when you enter into a relationship, to lay yourself out exactly for who you are, so that you can get exactly what you need. And that way you'll find that you'll find someone, what you really need is someone exactly like you. Because then your strengths become stronger and your weaknesses become stronger. If you go to polar opposites, opposites repel, they do not attract. It is a fallacy about opposites attract. It is an absolute fallacy, and it's a scientific fact that opposites do not attract. They repel each other.